Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for your Raise the Roof game highlights, brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is now the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing, quality, integrity, and customer care, serving Chicagoland since 1934. Well, the Boilermakers and Wildcats meeting on a windy day here at Ross-Age Stadium, a cold day, overcast most of the day. The Boilermakers started out with the football after the Cats won the toss and deferred. On their opening drive, Cats came up with their first big defensive play, a sack of quarterback Aiden O'Connell by Sean McLaughlin. Eventually, it came up fourth and one for Purdue, and the Cats stopped them at the Northwestern 33-yard line. And the Cats took over, went three and out, and then Purdue put a scoring drive together. Big plays, a 10-yard run by their running back Downing, another one by Kobe Lewis for 19 yards, got it down to the 19. Eventually, they got to the Northwestern 15. Second out and six. O'Connell fakes the toss. O'Connell plenty of time. Now he jogs right and throws. Got a man open. Jones at the five. Cuts inside. And he's in the end zone for the touchdown. Just had to wait for O'Connell to find him. And he did, a 15-yard touchdown pass from O'Connell to Jones to cap a 70-yard, 10-play drive that took 5:06. It was 7-0 Purdue at the end of one, but the Wildcats were driving as the first quarter ended, aided by a fourth-down conversion to start the second quarter when the Wildcats with the ball at the Purdue 48, fourth and short, and Purdue offsides to give the Cats a fresh set of downs. Then it was a 19-yard run by Evan Hull to the Purdue 24. A 17-yard pass to tight end Marshall Lang from Cole Freeman got it down to the Purdue 7. The drive stalled out there, and the Cats called on the field goal unit. 5 of 7 on the year. Kicked one last week from 35 yards. Out of the hole to Luke Akers. The snap, the kick on the way. The kick is good. And the Wildcats are on the board with 12:41 to go in the first half here in West Lafayette. It's Purdue 7, Northwestern 3. And it would stay that way for a while. The two teams then both at three and outs. Purdue taking a Northwestern punt, pinned back on their own 15, but they put a drive together. O'Connell, 27 yards to his tight end Payne Durham into Northwestern territory. The next play, a 17-yard run by Kobe Lewis to the Northwestern 27. They got down to the 3 where O'Connell found Durham for the touchdown to make it 14-3, and that was the score at halftime. In the opening sequence of the third quarter, Cats with the football starting for their own 25. Freeman would make what for him was a rare mistake today. He was intercepted by Jalen Graham of the Boilermakers, who had clear sailing for a pick six, but he began high-stepping inside the 20-yard line, was flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct, and the touchdown was taken off the board. Purdue had the ball at the Northwestern 35, but the Cats' defense stood up and forced a field goal try, and Mitchell Finneran missed from 47 yards to keep the score as it was at 14-3. It would remain that way until late in the third quarter. Purdue starting for their own 41, they would go three and out, and the Boilermakers were in punt formation. And Ansel will punt. It's blocked. The kick is blocked. It's bounding across the 45, and it will die right at the 50-yard line. That's where the Wildcats will take over. Anthony Tyus, the guy who appears to have blocked the punt, and the Wildcats have great field position and a chance to get back in this game here with 28 seconds to go in the third. And so they began a drive that would cover 50 yards in 8 plays. And it would be Evan Hull early in the fourth quarter capping the drive. Remember, the Cats were in a goal-to-go situation earlier, had to settle for a field goal. Let's see if they can punch it in. The snap to Hull. He'll take it. Big hole left side, and he'll waltz into the end zone. Touchdown. Penalty marker down.
Too many men on the field by Purdue.
And the Wildcats have found the end zone with 12:49 to go. It was 14-9. The Cats would go for two to try to make it a three-point game. Freeman's pass for Donnie Navarro was incomplete and it remained 14-9. The Boilermakers then would put a five-and-a-half-minute drive together, basically through the air with passes to Jones, a couple of them, a pass to Burks, another to backup tight end Paul Pifferi. They got it down to the Northwestern 20, eventually to the 9. They had first and goal. It ended up 4th and 1. They brought on the field goal unit, and Mitch Finneran would kick a 26-yarder to make it 17-9. Cats put a drive together. It stalled out on 4th down after they had converted 1 4th down. They faced another one. Freeman was sacked. They did get the ball one last time at their own 12-yard line, but nothing came from that. They were out of timeouts, and eventually time ran out on them. Final score 17-9.